So what is your favorite Christmas color? Is it green, blue, red, white? This past month at Northeast Christian Church, we've been looking at the colors of Christmas and how they relate to our moods and the experiences we may go through. For instance, if we were to look at the color green, you might say you're green with envy or jealousy. You might see what somebody else posts on Facebook and you think, well, I wish I had what they have, or I wish I could go where they went. Green also relates to money. One out of three people go into debt each year to buy Christmas gifts. Some people relate to shopping totally different. Some people love it because of Black Friday or Cyber Monday. Others wait until Christmas is over, and then they get the best sales after Christmas. Recently, 45% of Americans said because of the commercialization of Christmas, they would rather skip it altogether. We're green with envy. Somebody once said, if we're not careful, we buy things we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we don't even know. So we're green with envy, often because life doesn't turn out like our friend's life. What about the color blue? You might say we're blue with depression. For many people, Christmas is a very difficult time of year. Maybe they're depressed because they're single and they know they're going to be alone again this year. Maybe their family's out of state and nobody will spend Christmas with them. Or maybe they're depressed because they've gone through a divorce and it's a difficult time. Or there's a blended family and you have to go to his house and then her house. And there are those gifts and these gifts. And we compare and we get depressed. For some people, life could be going great and they still could be depressed because they want everything to be perfect at Christmas. They want the decorations to be perfect. They want the kids to be perfect, the meal to be perfect, everything to be perfect. And when it's not perfect, they get depressed. So we're blue with depression because life didn't turn out how we wanted it to. Or maybe the color red, which is often the color of our face. We're red with anxiety and stress. It's the fear of the unknown, the fear that we can't control everything. You can't control the weather. How will Uncle Ted be this year because he was a pain last year? Or as we spend all this money on the children, will they really like the gifts once they open them? Or as a college student and you come home and the fear of the unknown, how will my parents react to my grades when they figure it out? We're red with anxiety because the truth is we don't know how our life is going to turn out. It's interesting that maybe you find yourself with some of these emotions at Christmas. You say, wow, I have anxiety. I have some depression. I have some envy. And all those come together, you find yourself in a real dark place. In fact, if you paint the color green and you paint the color blue and you paint the color red, when all those colors come together, the color turns into black. And that's maybe where some of you are. And you think, well, I don't want my Christmas to be that way this year. How can I change the color of Christmas? Well, I'm glad you asked. You can change the color of Christmas by allowing Jesus Christ to be at the center of your Christmas and Jesus to be at the center of your life. John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish but have eternal life. Luke chapter 2, verses 10 and 11, I bring you good news of great joy, for today is born unto you in the city of David a Savior, who's Christ the Lord. In John chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus would say that I've come that they could have life, life to the full. Jesus entered our dark world. Jesus changed everything. You say, well, how did he change things? Well, Jesus turned our envy into peace. How do we get peace at Christmas? We have to learn to be content with what we have. I read recently that 6 out of 10 people self-gifted last year. What does that mean? That means they went out, they bought a gift, they took it home, they wrapped it, they put it under the tree. On Christmas, they open it up and go, well, that's exactly what I wanted. Because I guess we weren't happy with everything we had. If you want peace at Christmas, you've got to change the focus of your heart, because if you have envy and jealousy, you tend to be self-centered. And if you're self-centered, your life will be full of conflict and chaos. You want peace? You have to be able to focus on other people, because when you focus on other people, it changes your perspective, because when you look around, you notice people who have less than you do, and yet they're at peace. It helps us also to have an attitude of gratitude and say, God, we're so thankful for what we have. Jesus can turn your envy into peace. He can also turn your depression into hope. You see, a lot of us are depressed because of guilt. We look back at missed opportunities. We say, oh, if only I would have done this. Or we have guilt because of hurtful memories and mistakes from the past. And we think, well, I wish I hadn't have done that. That's one decision I made that would have totally changed my life. We're depressed because of guilt. We're also depressed because of our grief. Maybe a key member of our family died this past year, and we all know that Christmas this year will not be the same because a loved one is missing. How do you turn your depression into hope? You have to put your future into God's hands because God knows you better than you know yourself. He's got a plan and purpose in place for every one of us, and we've got to figure out what it is God wants us to do. The Bible puts it this way in Psalm 55:22, cast your cares on the Lord and he'll sustain you. Cast means to throw them out there, to let him handle them. Because when we try to handle our guilt and our grief and hang on to it, we'll continually be depressed. But when we cast it on the Lord, he'll sustain us. It doesn't mean he'll take it away, but he'll help us through the ups and downs. He'll sustain us and help us get through it. Jesus also can turn our anxiety into joy. Someone once said the key to joy is J-O-Y. Jesus first, others second, yourself last. So if Jesus is going to be first, the key word is surrender. If you surrender to somebody, you say, I give up. That's hard for us to do when it comes to letting Jesus be the center of our life, because most of us as Americans, we want to be in charge. We want to be in control, but it doesn't work. If you want joy, we've got to give up. We have to say, Lord, you know my plan. You know my purpose, and I'm entrusting my life and putting it into your hands. O stands for others, and the key with others is the word share. We get joy by giving joy to others. I'm so excited and proud to be a part of Northeast, where this year, since Easter, we've given away over $9,000 to help meet practical needs on a near weekly basis in our community and church. We've also given away over $29,000 to help support mission works, ministries, and Bible colleges, both in the U.S. and other countries. Our church will be blessed. We will be blessed because we choose to share with others. You want joy? Jesus has to be first. You have to surrender your life to him. Others come second. Be willing to share and put yourself last. And the key word, I think, for joy for yourself is simplify. Sometimes at Christmas, less is more. Sometimes we're so wiped out and stressed out by all the activities and parties that we can't wait until it's over. Friends, it shouldn't be that way. So maybe this next year, you would simplify your life, and instead of spending a lot of money, maybe you would say, what I need to do is create more memories that would last forever. If you want a white Christmas this year, you have to put Jesus at the center of your life this year. Because Jesus, only Jesus, can turn our envy into peace. Only Jesus can turn our depression into hope. Only Jesus can turn our anxiety into joy. And Jesus, only Jesus can turn our darkness into light. This year, let's make sure we put Jesus at the center of our Christmas. Let's pray.